Good morning, Texas. This is North Dakota. This is Mike Paulson. If I'm correct, I think this is program number 86. This is Thursday. We will actually finish. We will. This is the last point for those that have been listening this week. This is the last point for go ahead, read the Gospels. But just don't, one, reject them like the hypers do. Two, change them like the Bible correctors do. Teach them like the pastors in America's pulpits and the world's pulpits today, with signs and miracles and wonders all proving the gain and the blessing of God. Don't teach them as the law. Four, don't teach them as your personal testimony. You're going to follow Jesus, follow the risen Jesus. Don't need to be following Peter. You need to follow Paul. You don't need to follow all the other apostles. You just need to follow Paul as the only apostle. And then yesterday we talked about don't ignore them. They're there for our learning and admonition through patience and comfort of the scriptures. We can learn from all these things still for examples to us. And then this morning, we're going to look at the final point, and that is, go ahead, read the Gospels. You can believe in them. They are the Gospels. That is the way of God during the Jewish time, during the time of Jesus on the earth. That was the way of God. That is the Word of God. So sure, I believe in them. They're true. But I'm not going to believe on them. Now, there's a difference. I am not putting my faith on them as my Gospels for today. I'm looking to Paul's Gospel. What's the difference? Believe on and believe in. And I've said this before. You've got to just remember that the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the first eight chapters of Acts, are all dealing with the fact that they had to believe that Jesus is the Christ. That's what they had to believe. And I'm going to show you those verses again, that when you read about that you may believe that I am he says, what he's talking about is that he is the Christ. And yes, they believe on his name. That's right. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you go to 1 John, the tribulation books, in the back of your Bible, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Okay. And then 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's what they're talking about. What was his name? He's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. That's what we're talking about here. Let's go back. Let's go back to John chapter 20, verse 31. And I'll show you the difference about believing in. I believe in the Gospels, but I don't believe on them. Sure, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I need to put my belief and faith on Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. That's the difference. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, he might have life through his name. And what do you hear people talking about today? Oh, the power in his name. They mention the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cast thee out. In the name of Jesus, I ask for these blessings. In the name, see, they're going by his name. Well, yeah, Jesus. No, there's a lot of people named Jesus, Jesus, whatever. You should know that down in Texas. But to believe that Jesus is the Christ, that's believing on his name, the Christ. Now, we have the risen Savior to believe on today. So they had to believe that he was the Christ. Unfortunately, he never got to be the risen Christ for them. They never did believe that. They never did put his trust into the risen Savior. Let's show you some more verses in the Gospels, for example. See, you go into the Gospels, and you'll see the word believe, 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 which makes people believers, right? That's how that works. Then Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Okay, believe what? Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. Believe what? Well, that he's the Christ. John chapter 4, verse 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. So that was their belief, that he was the Christ. He was the Savior of the world. He was the Messiah. This is what the Gospels are talking about. I believe in the Gospels. They are the Word of God. They are the Gospels. I'm not believing on them, however. Okay, let's look at Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with tongues, etc., etc. Believe. Believe what? Luke 22:67. Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. Here's a little bunny trail here. Isn't that a little interesting? Because he wasn't going to tell them he was the Christ. Well, why wasn't he going to tell them that he was the Christ? I mean, they're asking him, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. Why did he know they would not believe if he told them? It's just a little bit of a bunny trail here. We're looking at Matthew chapter 16. There's a place in verse 20 where he says, then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And he says here in Luke 22, where he says, if I tell you that I'm the Christ, you won't believe. Believe what? That he's the Christ, okay? So we go back here to John chapter 6, verse 44, and let's find out why this was such a big deal. John chapter 6, verse 44, he says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. So in the gospel days, he could tell him that he was the Christ, but if God the Father hadn't told that to them, hadn't sent that to them, just like it says there, read it again, John 6, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. So these guys that are asking him, aren't thou the Christ? Tell us. Well, obviously, the Father did not draw them to him because they did not believe. So if he was going to tell them, they still would not believe. Believe what? That he's the Christ. I believe in the Gospels. I'm just not going to believe on them Gospels. Let's go to John chapter 6, verse 69. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. There's what they believe. If we go to John chapter 8, verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So they had to believe that he was he. He was what? The Christ, the Son of the living God. If we go to John chapter 10, verse 38, but if I do, we're skipping all the context here in the situation that's going on, but if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. So the works that they had to, they weren't going to believe Jesus, but believe the works, that what he did was of the Father and from him, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. They had to believe that. That's what their belief was. John chapter 11, verse 25. Let's go there. John chapter 11, verse 25. This is Martha, verse 24. Martha says, in 24, Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, verse 25, now, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Believe in me? See? And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come into the world. She had to believe in him that he was the Christ. They had to believe that he was the Son of the living God. Interesting? Well, yeah, it's kind of an interesting thought. Well, if we go to John chapter 13, verse 19, now I tell you before it come, that when it has come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. There he says it again. He says in John 14, 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Why? Well, because he was the Son of God. He says in 14, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. John 14:29. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Believe what? That I am he. Jesus was the Son of God. John 16:30. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe. Believe what? That thou camest forth from God. So I believe in the Gospels. I don't put my belief on the Gospels, though, because the belief in the Gospels, those people had to believe that he was the Son of God, that he came forth from God. So yes, I believe in the Gospels that that's what was taught during the Gospels. But I don't put my belief on the Gospels. Chapter 17:20. Neither pray I for these alone, and this is Jesus' final prayer, the one that the disciples slept through, and when he's arrested after this one. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's what's coming up in the near future. He says in John 17:21, the next verse right there, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. This is all during the gospel days. Believe what? That it's the Father that sent him. He came forth from God. He was the Son of God. My belief in the Gospels? Sure, that's what was taught. That's what they had to believe. But my faith and belief is not on the Gospels. It's not on the fact that he was the Son of God. It's not on the fact that he came forth from God. And then the kicker sentence, which I've read before, John 20:31, this is a majorly big one. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. I said that verse a number of times. But these are written. I mean, this stuff is here, you guys. Why? I believe in the Gospels. This is what the Gospel, what were the Gospels? To show people in those days that he was the Christ. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. But these are written. Why? That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. Are you getting my point here? I've said it enough times. The Son of God. And that believing, you might have life through his name. His name? What's his name? The Christ, the Son of God. Let's go to chapter 19 of Acts. Acts 19:4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which had come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. So Paul is talking about the times of John, the baptism, they believe on him, what? On his name is Christ Jesus, but he's just talking about a historical fact here. If we go to Romans 4:24, but for us also, talking about Abraham there, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, what's that? God's righteousness. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead? God did. So see, my belief is on God. My belief is on the Son of God, which we'll see here in a minute here. Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. As Christians, the suffering's going to be there. Are we going to, you know, sink in a ship? Are we going to be tortured and hung on a rack and all this stuff? Well, I guess it depends on what part of the world you're in. Isn't it sad to think of all the people that were tortured and died and suffered persecution over baptism or over a teaching a false gospel as compared to teaching the truth of the risen Savior? That'd be another program someday. If we go to 1 Timothy 1:16, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. See, my belief, I believe in the Gospels. I'm not believing on the Gospels. I believe in Jesus during the Gospel days. I believe in the Apostles. They all existed. It's all true stories. It's all truth. But I'm believing on the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. So to kind of wrap up this short program this morning, if you're a believer, chances are you're getting your doctrine from the Gospels. because they talk about believing all the time. But if you're getting your doctrine from Paul and from the risen Savior, you're a Christian because you're following Christ. Do you want to be called a Paulician? Well, there was at one time in the way back days, there were Paulicians. They taught the stuff about Paul. You want to be called a Paulsonite? Nah, not necessary. Paul deals with that about raising up people and stuff. That's baloney. Paul is the one that we're to follow. But because we don't identify ourselves as Paul, I hate the word Pauline epistles. You know, Pauline, no, Paul's epistles. You're a Christian because you're following Christ. You're following Paul as he follows Christ. You're a Christian. You follow Christ. You're not a believer. Believing what? Whatever. You're not believing that he was the Son of God for your salvation, are you? Because that's what they were. And the first time they were called Christians is in Acts chapter 11. That's Paul's books. That's during the dispensation of grace. So what are you? Are you a believer? Are you a Christian? Are you following Jesus' teachings to the Jews? Are you following James? I know not many of you are. There are a bunch out there that do. Are you following Peter? Circumcision? Well, then you're a believer. And you can say that. You can, whatever. You believe in, on his name? The Son of God. Because that whole issue in the Gospels was his name. But to us today, it's the risen Savior. My belief, I'm believing on Christ Jesus. That makes me a Christian. Acts chapter 11. Well, that's pretty short. I almost could have filled this in the previous program. But I'm going to stop it right there. We're just going to keep this one kind of short and to the point. And I shouldn't have to teach these again, should I? But the Gospels, believing that he was the Son of God. So let's close this program up this morning with one more time going over this series we've been through. Go ahead. Read the Gospels. I believe in the Gospels. I just don't believe on the Gospels. I believe in Jesus during the Gospels. He was the Son of God, no doubt. I believe in the way of God. But my belief is on Christ Jesus today. I'm following Paul as my apostle, as he follows the risen Savior, that's Christ himself. And Paul teaches me the way of God more perfectly. If you want to follow the Gospels, you're a believer. I'm a Christian. I'm following Christ through Paul as my teacher, my apostle, my minister. So go ahead, read those Gospels, and you need to. Just don't reject them if you're a Paul guy like the hypers teach. Don't change the wording and change the verses and take out verses and put the opposites in there and put in some worthless little words that mean nothing. So don't change them. Don't teach them as signs, miracles, wonders, you know, speaking in tongues, all this kind of stuff. Those are signs for the Jews. Don't teach them for gain. Gain is not godliness, and yet people believe that today. Don't teach the Gospels as law to be applied to us today. Christ took care of the law. The Ten Commandment law. No, there's a whole bunch back in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Don't teach the Gospels as your personal testimony. Your belief, is it on Peter? Is it on Jesus to the Jews? Is it on John? Should be following Paul, putting your faith on Christ Jesus, the risen Savior. And then don't ignore the Gospels. We can learn from those things. The comfort and patience and comfort of the Scriptures, it gives us that hope that we need to have from what we learned all the way from Genesis all the way to the future of the book of Revelation. By the way, one of these next couple of programs, we're going to talk more about how Paul fits into all that. The dispensation of grace. Where does that fit when it's not even written in the book of Revelation? How does that fit in there? And then lastly, we talked about this morning, don't believe on the Gospels. You can believe in them. They are the Word of God. That's the story of God manifesting himself in the flesh. That's when Jesus came and fulfilled the law. He was the Son of God. I believe in that stuff, but I just don't believe on them. I'm looking to the risen Savior to put my belief on, my faith on. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2 to see if I can clear up any possible confusion in there. What I'm saying, I believe in the Gospels. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Peter and John and all these guys. But my faith is on Christ. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, we read this. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Okay? Now, I'm believing in Jesus Christ, and I'm putting my belief on Jesus Christ. I believe in Him. My faith is on Him. In the Gospels, I believe that to be true. I hope you see the difference still there. That we might be justified by the faith of Christ Jesus. Then if we go down to verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, I believe in the Gospels, but I'm believing on Christ Jesus. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ in the Gospels. I believe in Jesus Christ during Paul's time. I believe in Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, in the future, in the second coming, etc., tribulation, all that kind of stuff. So yes, but today in the dispensation of grace, I'm believing in Christ, the risen Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ. And because I'm putting my faith and belief on Christ, I'm receiving His faith, faith of Christ. So sure, I'm believing in Jesus Christ, but it's the risen Christ. It's Jesus Christ. It's Him. Hope that maybe clears up a few little questions you might have had at the end there. So we will see you at the next program.